This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam in Sight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, please, I would like to know, how can I handle or manage criticism from my family members, colleagues, friends, you know, after I accept Islam?
Right. Now, this is again one of the most significant factors or the challenges that our new Muslim brothers and sisters, they face after accepting Islam. That their family members, their friends, their relatives, their neighbors, probably, they started criticizing you and your faith. Now, we need to understand that this criticism or this kind of criticism is not new. Mm-hmm. It happened with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It happened with the people, with the prophets of the past. It happened with them the moment they declared that they are submitting to none in the creation but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator. Mm-hmm. You need to realize and understand that this aspect of receiving criticism, it is not new. It happened with the people of the past. It happened with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It happened with Sahaba, so much so that they used to just not criticize, but they used to torture even. They used to even torture. They used to kill. They used to humiliate. They used to insult their own sons, their own children, their own family members. Why? Because they have accepted willingly. They have come forward openly to submit to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to realize that this is not a new thing. This will come. What do you need to do when this kind of difficulty comes? You need to first and foremost pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, keep me patient. Keep me firm on the way of Islam. Because this religion is a great benefit to us. This way of life is a blessing to us. This way of life, it requires that you have to pay sacrifice. You have to struggle. It doesn't come on your way just like that. Mm-hmm. And the more you invest yourself, the more you struggle, mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will help you accordingly. The kind of criticisms that the people raise to you, you need to also understand that this criticism, this accusation, it is not actually on you. It is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Peace be upon him, when he was distressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him that, O Prophet of Allah, O Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they do not reject you, but they reject us, that is Allah, because they were good with you before accepting Islam, but they became your enemies, or sometimes critics, or sometimes a person who humiliates and insults you. They do it because you have accepted Islam. So they actually criticize not you, they criticize Allah. So if they criticize Allah, Allah will defend you. Allah will send you angels who will defend and fight on behalf of you. So what do you have to do? You have to be just patient. You have to be patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 153, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have patience. Mm-hmm. If Allah is with us, then no force on the face of the earth can do anything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us, then no one else who can give assistance and help to us. So what do you need to do? My brother, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. Patience in Islam, it means that no matter what comes may, no matter what comes may, you need to establish yourself on truth. You need to carry yourself and move the way of life with truth. And you need to protect yourself from the evils that comes and tries to obstruct your way. Being patient is one of the conditions to get into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, Surah number 103, ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. And those who have patience, those who enjoin patience, they will have one of the pleasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will have, inshallah, as a prize of this patience, inshallah, Al-Jannah. So when you know that your prize is going to be that big, it's a great deal, you will face any and every kind of criticism in this temporary life. Hope that answers your question.